We are on Daf, Membeis, Amid Beis. Before we continue on the sugya, I'd like to say over what the Chazon Ish says in Hilchos Treifes, and Miyasod, he seems to be Mavayer Eloshen Aramba. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shechita, Eilu shamonu va'omru shehein treife, those which Chazal told us that they're treife, af al pi sheyire bedarchei horepue shebiyodeinu. So the Rambam says, even though in the repue that we have in his times, Shemikzosam Einon Memisin, that a chelik of these treifes, the behemoth will not die. The Efsher Shetichye Mehen, and it could very well be it will live. Einloch Elamashe Mono Chachomim. But the guidelines are what the Chachomim are moine. So, what is Pshat in the Rambam? Allah we paskin treife eino chaye. And here the Rambam says that bedarchei orefui shebiyodeinu efshe shetichye mehem. So the Chazon Ish says as follows. He says, he speaks about bizmaneinu menatchin minarkuva lomailo. So how do we understand this? So he says as follows, Be'emes nire Deborah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Refuis af letreifes. In Emerson there are refuis for treifes. And he says, Chazal tell us there's even a refuah that can bring about chiyas ameisim. Brings the Gemaras on that. V'chizkiyah gona sefer ha-repuah shoyim misrapim miyat. It was a sefer ha-repuah, which was misrapim right away. Elo shaloin izgalu b'chol der v'der. So, the Chazon Ish says, there are in the Briyah, there's repuah for everything. There's even repuah for Tchiyas HaMesim, there's zikha repuah for all treifes. But these repuah were not nizgale b'chol der, v'yesh asher nizgalu, other refuahs were nizgale, v'chosru v'nishkechu, and then later they became forgotten, v'hakoyl oruch u'mesuda me'yes aboyre yizbor shemay bereshes abriye. The Rabbein Shalom has his chashboines that in certain deiris, certain refuahs were nizgale, in certain deiris, certain refuahs were not nizgale. V'nimsa l'chachomim l'kvoya ha-treifes al piruach kotshom. Now, the Chazal tell us there is beis alofim toyu, beis alofim toyra. Now, the beis alofim toyra was nimsa l'chachomim that they should be koveya, which are the treifes. Vein lanu teire chadosh acheim, voyo kviyas hatreifes, kefi hashkochosoi yizborach bizmanahu. So he says that the kviyas of treifes was bizman chsimis ha-talmud, when it was nimsa lechazal to be kaveya, which machlis is einechayis, which machlis achayis. So, there was a hashgoche protis that the machlis, which did not have a refuah bizmanahu, those machlis had a din treife, and that was nikva that they have a din treife. ואויסון המחלש שהיו עמדים למויס בזמן ההוא, שלא נוסן הקדש ברוך הוא לברועב עוז רפואו, הם הימו הטריפס שעוז לסון התאירה. These are the treifes that the Torah asserted, bein bizman ohu, bein bizman hadoyres aboim, shemosar HaKadosh Baruch Hu es mishpatei haTorah, to the, and this is in the Shtei Alofim Torah, and what the matzav was. In that kufa, that was Kaveya, what has a shame treife and what doesn't have a shame treife. So therefore he says, see, even though Bismana Zeh, there are refuas, he says, these refuas were always around, but since they weren't Nizgale, Bisman Chazal, so the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to be Kaveya, what Bisman Chaz, the Machlis Bisman Chazal, that were ruim lichyois, these are not treifes, the machlis bezman chazar, sheine ruim lichyois, are treife, and he seems to be saying, that is pshat in the Rambam also, af al pi she yire bedarchei refuhi she biyodeinu, she miktosan eino memisen ve'emeshe shetichye mehem, ein lucha lama shemonu chachomet. Now, let us see Taisvis. We had a kasha on Tonda Debe Rabbi Shmuel. We had a few kashas. Tonda Debe Rabbi Shmuel had said that there are 18 treifish and Nimsur Lamaise Mesinai. The Gemara had, there are more treifish. There's Baskar, the Shev Shmaitse. So let us just learn the first three tesis. Ve'ike behema shenech nech nech techu ragleo. That's the base of Baskar. So memela, we have another treife. Tema deloy porich minito tzumes agidim. Another treife in that area, if the tzumes agidim was taken away, the sign you bet if I behema makasha the treife. So the Gemara should have asked of these two treifes, V'yeshloima davi b'chlal behema shenechtechu ragleo. So that's like the Teres Chaim says that Teisvis means to answer, Einochanami, they are two treifes. But when the Gemara says that Rab Shimon ben Elozer holds that there's a refuah to them, or Rab Shimon ben Elozer holds that they're not treifes, so just like Rav Shimon Loza holds Nechtechu Ragleo Me'akuv L'maylo is not treife, he also holds that Nito Tzumas Agidim is not treife. Then the Gemara asks the Kasha from the Chesorim B'Shadre. There's a Machloikis Mesechtes Eiholos between Beishame and Beisilu. How much this Shadre has to be Nechsar in order not to be metama ba'oil. Beishami said two chuyas, Beisilu said one chuyim, and Rabbi Yuva Omar, Rabbi Yuda Mashmul, v'chein l'treife. So the Gemara asked Akashem, so there's a treife of the Chesorim B'Shedre, one of the Chuyas or two of the Chuyas were taken off the Shedre, so it's a treif. So Taisva says, how did Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel know this halacha? That means, when we're learning Eiholos, so this is a machlokes, we have a halacha that a Shedre Shleim is metame ba'oil. When does it become? Oy shleima, tamachlik is peshami beisilu. Rav Yudha Mashmul says the same machlik is in Hilchas Treif. Now, where did Rav Yehuda Mashmul get this? So Taisvis says, Miseifo Dayik Rav Yehuda. the safe of the Mishnah, which our Gemara did not bring down, Diktoni Gabi Gulgoyles, Kamo Chesorin Bigulgoyles. A Gulgoyles, the skull of a person, is also Metama Ba'oyel. So there the Mishnah says, so how great is the Chesorin in the Gulgoyles that it loses the shame Gulgoyles that's not Metama Ba'oyel? Beishamei Oimrim Kemole Magdach, a certain size. Beisil Oimrim Kedei Sheyenoto Min Hachai V'yomis. If this Shir of a Sela, Kemole Magdach, is a little larger than a Sela. So Beisil says, if the skull is missing a Shir Kedei Sheyenoto Min Hachai V'yomis, so, Chayred means that if Achai would be missing this Chesoron in the Gulgoyles, it would be Treifet. So, which is a Shir of a Sela. So, this Shir, if the Gulgoyles is missing this Shir, it's not Metama Boil. Alme, the Beshir, Mise, Choshuv, Chesoron. So we see that from the safe of the Mishnah of Gulgoyles, that Beis Hillel said that a chesoron in the Gulgoyles that would be matrif, a person b'chayav, that chesoron in the Gulgoyles causes that the Gulgoyles is not metama boil. Now I'd just like to say a maimer hamuskar. That's what Beis Hillel holds. Now, Tosfos is telling us that is the criteria of Chesorin that is not Metama Boil. Now, Beis Shammai says another Shir. L'chayre, this is a Shtekteira of Beis Hillel. It would seem, and the Maram brings down the Tosfos in Erev and Daf Zayin, that Beis Shammai also holds the shear of Chesoron Beshedra that should not be Metama Mo'il, is the shear that makes a Treifet. Why there is a different shear between them, let's not go into this inyan, but Al Kaponim, everyone agrees that the shear that it's not metama boil is the shear that is matter. As alma the b'shir misa choshev chesor. So even though the Mishnah mentions this by chesorim b'gulgoyles, or who adin chesorim b'shedra is also the same thing. If there's a machloikis, how many chulyas have to be nechsa in order that the shedra should not be metama boil, but in Yisod it's the same machlokes, how many chulyas have to be nechsa in order for it to be treif. Fine. So Tosfos just said now that the makor of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that the shear of not being metama boil is the same shear that makes a person treife b'chayav. This is not a shtik teure of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. This is the Mishnah really tells us this. Rabbi Yehuda is just learning pshat in the Mishnah, but it's not a member of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, it's the Mishnah. Ulahachi choshev de Rabbi Yehuda bahadi mishnayis, mishum di mimasnis in dayik. That means we seem there's Baskar and Shev Shmaitze. Baskar are the treifes that the Mishnayis mention. Mishnayis or Bereises. Shev Shmaitze are the treifes that Amiroi mentioned. Now, L'chayra Taisus had a Ore, the Gemara asked on Baskar, Samach is Chesoron B'Shedra. There's no Mishnah, there's a member of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul. So why is this stuck in the, why is this in the, in Baskar? This should be in the Shmeitzer. So Taisa says, no, because this is not a memra of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmur. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmur learned this from the Mishnah. Mishum de Masnis and Dayik. Lechoshel le Bahadi Shmeite. This is not from the Shev Shmeite. Kedachoshev Milse de Rabavire. We heard in the Shev Shmeite, Rabavire said, the Mishnah says, Nitl hatchul, if the spleen was taken away, it's kosher. So Rabbi Vira said, if there's a nekev, it's straight. So this is Shev Shmeite. This is not a Mishnah. This is a shtikter from Rabbi Vira. Because there's like a shtikter of Rabbi Vira. Even though Rabbi Vira is going on the Mishnah, but this is a shtikter of Rabbi Vira. So therefore it's in the Shev Shmeite. Ma she'en kein, nechzar ha-shedre, that is straight. This is Mucha from the Mishnah. Lechishim labad yishmaite kedachoshev milsed rav avir af agav damas nisen nitma. Ve'im taima. So bekitzer, Taisvis was just megalatos that the yisod that the when the machlekes beishami besilu is not metama ba'oyo is tolly in treifis. Is the Yisod is Muchach in the Mishnah Holis, not by Soren HaShedre, nor by Gilgoylet. So now, we have another Treifa of Chesoren B'Gilgoylet, Fakir, the whole Mekir. The whole Mekir that if it's not Metama Bo'il, is the same Shir of Treifa, is derived from Gilgoylet. So now we have a new treif of Gilgoylus. So when the Gemara asked Takasha, Baskar was Chesorim B'Shedre, Morshadavis is another treif. There's a treif of Chesorim B'Gilgoylus. That is Taisvis' problem. V'im Taima, im Kein, Amai Loi Porech Nami, V'Iko Gilgoylus, even the Rabbi Yehuda Akulukoi, he's not only going on Chesorim B'Shedre, he's going on Chesorim B'Gilgoylus. And this is a problem, which Tosis is Lamaisa going to him, a few Mahalchim to him for this problem. V'oimer Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam wanted to him for this kasha. The Rav Yehuda loikoi agolgoilus. Rav Yehuda is not going on Gilgoylus. The Salke Daitoch, the Chesorin, the Gilgoylus, have imakru. The Chesorin, that's what Rav Yehuda says, that whatever is not metama ba'oyho is treife, that is going on shedre. Chesorin gilgoylus, but it's muchach from the Mishnah, that it is treife, enechaye, there are two factors which make it enechaye. The Chesorin and the Gilgoylus, Imakrum, and the Chesorin and the Krum also, the Krum underneath the Gilgoylus. Ubeheime mitrefo benikivas hakrum lechudei. Abol odom, the Islay Maslo, boi Chesorin Gilgoylus im nikivas. So what did Rabbi Netam say? Rabbi Netam said as follows. Rabbi Netam had a tremendous problem. You have to appreciate the problem. That means the whole Mekoyel, that Chesorin B'Shedre is a Treife, the Machlekes B'Shami B'Silva, the two Chulyas or one Chulya, the whole Mekoyel is from Chesorin B'Gilgoylus, which is Mavur in the Mishnah, is a treife. And when the Gemara speaks about treifes, the Gemara Bechlau does not mention this treife of Chesorin B'Gilgoylus, and this is the Makir, that this Chesorin is a treife. So, because of this kasha, the Rabbi Natam answered as follows. Chesorin bilgulgoylis alone is not matre. You need chesorin bilgulgoylis and a nekev in the krum shetachas agulgoylis. You need two things to make a person treife. So that what the Gemara and the Shalos have been the chesorin has to be. Beisil holds the chesorin is sela, and Beishame holds malei magdach. Now, By Tumis Oihil, we're just talking about the Gugoylus. There it's not Negei of the Krum whatsoever. By Tumis Oihil, we say, a Chesorin in the Gugoylus, with a Nekiv in the Krum, could make a person treife. That Chesorin in the Gugoylus will cause that the Gugoylus will not be Metame. And what is the shir? Malei magdach loy peishamai kisela, according to Beis Hillel. By a behemah, nikif krum shal moyach is also treife. By a behemah, you don't need any chesorin begugoylis. The nekif alone is matref a behemah. So memele, our Mishnah is speaking about behemahs. Our Mishnah says, in one of the treifas which the Mishnah mentioned is Nikiv Hamayach, Nikiv Krum Shamayach. That is one of the treifas, Nikiv Krum Shamayach. So, Nikiv Krum Shamayach is a treifa by a behemoth. So, Mamela, there's no kasha, there's a new treifa of Nechsera Gilgoylis. Because Nechsera Gilgoylis, that the Mishnah says is treif, means Nechsera Agilgoylis plus a Nekev in the Krum. Now, Rabbi Natam said, so what is Pshat? Because the Mishnah in the Holos is speaking about people. Adam is Leimazla. So what is Matrif of the Heime is not necessarily Matrif on Adam. So therefore, in our Mishnah, when we're speaking about Eilu Treifes Bebeheime, so the Mishnah said, a Nekev in the Krum Shel Moyach is a Treif in a Beheime, finished. So we can't ask, there's another Treif of Nechsera, a Chesorin in the Moyach, because the Chesorin in the Moyach that the Mishnah is speaking about is also including a nekev besides the chesorin and the gulgoylus, it's also speaking about that there's a nekev in the krum. So memela, this is not a new treife. If there it's also speaking about there's a nekev in the krum, so the Mishnah said, a nekev krum shel moyach, it is treife. A person, since islay mazle, so a nekev in the krum shel moyach will not make him a treife. What will make a person a treife? You need a chesorin in the gulgoylus plus a nekev in the krum shomayah. And how big the chesorin is a machlekes beishami beisilo. But al koponim, there is no kasha that we should be moina a new treife of a chesorin in the gulgoylus, because the chesorin alone is not sufficient to make it a treife. You need also a nekev, and by behemah, a nekev alone makes it a treife. That is a shtik teira from the Rabbeinu Tam. By the Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Yudah loikoy al gogoylis, this al kedaitor, maybe perhaps you better the svirelei, that's the svirelei, the chesorin of gogoylis, have im akrum, there's a chesorin in the goylis, plus a nekev in the krum. Beim mitrefo benekivis akrum lechude. Avol odom. De islay mazlo boi chesorin gulgoylis im nekivis akrum. Fine. So it comes out by a behemoth, the machlokes of Beishamei Beisilu, by chesorin and the gulgoylis is not applicable at all, because since both of them hold you need a nekev, Bikrum shel moyach, so a nekev alone is matrif by a beim. Baha da oma be'erebin, the choshiv trei chumri de sosri yadodi, kegoin shedra vigul goylis,
Agav Shedro Nokat Gulgoyles. Now let us explain the Kasha of Toisvis and the Teretz of Toisvis. There's a Gemara Mesechtes Erev, and let's talk about the Shedra for 1 minute. We have a Machloikis, what did, by the Shedra, how many Chulyas cause that the person should not be Metame Ba'oil? And how many chuyas will cause a should be treifet? So the Gemara in Erevin says as follows. Let's say a person wants to be a machmer. He wants to be machmer according to all shittas. So he comes, there's an oil mace. The mace is missing one chulya. Is it metama ba'oil? According to Beis Hillel, it's not metama ba'oil. But he wants to be machmer according to Beis Shammai. Right? He's machma according to Beis Shammai before the Basco, so it's missing one chulya, that's nothing, the shedre is metama. Fine. A person is a machma. Now, he buys a behemoth that there's missing one chulya in the shedre. Now, if he said it's metama ba'oil, that means he was machma like Beis Shammai, so he should eat this behemoth. It's not treife, because according to Beis Shammai, two chuyas make a treife. No, he's going to be machma according to Beis Hillel. So he won't eat the behemoth, and he'll paskin that he was nitma ba'oyel ameis. So the Gemara says, and this machma is aksil b'choy shecholet. That means you should be consistent. Either you paskin like Beis Shammai, you paskin like Beis Hillel. If you paskin that less than two chulyas, it's metame ba'oil, so then paskin it's mutabachil, it's not a treife. Fine. So the Gemara says, a case of ksil ba'choshecholech is a case of shedre. That means he holds it's metame ba'oil, like Beis Shammai, and he holds it's also ba'achil, like Beis Hillel. That's the case of ksil ba'choshecholech by shedre. The Gemara says the same thing, Shedra v'gulgoylas. So l'chayre, what is Pshat? So l'chayre, we learn Pshat in the Gemara as follows. A gulgoylas that was nechsa asela, so he holds his metame ba'oil, like Beis Shammai. When he comes to eat a behemoth that's nechsa asela, he says it's a treifa like Beis Hillel. That's l'chayre the Ivra in the Gemara, that Shedra v'gulgoyles, you have a case of ksil b'choy shecholech. L'gabi tume, he'll be machma like Beis Shammai. L'gabi treifa, he'll be machma like Beis Hillel. That's the Ivra in the Gemara. But the Rabbeinu Tam just opened up our eyes and he told us, Rabbeisai, that by treifa, there's no machla, a treifa of a behemoth, there's no machlikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Since this chsoron b'shedra also needs a nekev b'krum shel moya, and when there's a nekev in the krum shel moya, chetzich etreife, according to everyone. So now we get stuck pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, shedra v'gulgoyles is a case of ksil b'choy shecholech. It's not true. You can paskin like Beis Shammai that it's metameh, and nafal piken, according to everyone, it's etreife. That is the problem that Taisvis is. So Taisvis wants to avoid this problem with a few mahalchim. Agav shedre noket gulgoylus. Enechanami, by gulgoylus you don't have a ksil b'choy shechelech. The Gemara just chapped on, said shedre, said gulgoylus. Inami. Then Taisvis wants to say, le'inyin treifes odom koi. The Gemara wants to say, no, by treifes of a, by behemoth, it's with a neck of the krum shel moyach, it is treif already. But we're talking about treifes odom. And treifes odom, we have a machlokes by Shammai b'Hillel, what the shit treifes odom is, either chesoron of a selah, chesoron of a magdach. And in treifes odom, there are kulas and chumras. וכן לטריפה נמי הגולגולס, זה משכחס בי חומרה וכולה. חומרה לעניין הירגס הנפש. Let's say a person killed someone, and the נערק had a חסורן of a סלע. Now, according to Beis Hillel, the Heurig is not a Ritzayach. He killed a Treife. According to Beis Shammai, he killed a Bori, so he's Chayiv Misa. So in Treifes Odom, we have a case that it could be a Chumra according to Beis Shammai. Kula according to Beis Hillel. In the Kula le'inyan Pidyan Bechor, im Nitra Teich Shloishim, what is if someone gave money to the Kohen, and the Bechor that was Noilid, and Teich Shloishim, the Bechor became Nitra, they became a Chesoron Begulgoylus. So now, if you paskin like Beis Shammai, that a Sela is not treif, so Memele, so the coin will be allowed to keep the money, because it didn't become treif with the Sela. If you'll be Machma like Beis Hillel, then the coin will have to give back the money. So the Kulalinya Pidyam Bukhairim Nitrafta Shloishim Shenakim Sakh Lahaksarim Kibloi, according to Beis Shammai, so then again he could have a Ksil Bakhai Shakhila. Or Leinyan also Chaveroi Treifo. So here the Teferes Yaakov says as follows, the halacha is that if two people are fighting, Knofala Mishko, so we are Chavish the Makir. If it's Hoylech al Mishantai, where we permit the Makir to leave prison, we see he got healthy. So the Teferes Yaakov says, but if a person hit someone and he became a treife, so even though he's Hoylech al Mishantai, if he dies later, we attribute the Misa to the Talfis, and the Makke is Chayiv Misa. So again, we could have here Kulas in Chumres, what is the Shir Treif? Bekitza, Hanegei Alonu, the Rabbeinu Tam said, Amoyre de Kechidish, that we cannot compare the Treifis of a Beheime to a Treifis of another. A Beheime is Nitraf Benikiv Krum Shalmoyach. And Adam needs a chesoron in the Gilgoyles plus a nekev. Fine. Umiyu koshe. And this yesod of the Rabbeinu Tam, that we cannot compare treifes of a behemoth or treifes of a Adam, so that treifes asks two kashes and the Rabbeinu Tam. The besomuch, and the mem gimel o medalev, kabihoda omer rabbi yosi berabbi yehude, Nikva Hamora Treifa. Rabbi Yosef, we heard already on Membeis and Medbeis, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, Nikva Hamora is Treifa. It's a Treifa. The Makshu Leil Rabbonon, the Rabbonon ask Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, May Iyuf. Iyuf said about himself, Yishpoich Laoretz Merorosi. Iyuf was complaining about his matzah, and one of the problems he had, that it was dripping meriris from his mora. That means that his mora had a nekev, and that was, he was complaining what's happening to him, yishkoiv la'oretz merorosi. Now, so they asked Akasha, the Chomim asked Akasha, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, you, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, say that nikev amore is treife. You see, Eve was living with it, so you see, it's not a treif. This is a Gemara Zakasha, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudel, see, the Gemara answers, Eve, you can't ask Akasha from Eve, Eve was a mice and ass, a ganze mice. Like Toysus, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Kasha doesn't begin. The Rabbeinu Tam gave us guidelines that the treifis of a behemoth we cannot compare to the treifus of an Odom. Odom is leimazlo. So what is treif by a behem is not necessarily treif by an Odom. And that's why by a behem, nikif krum shel moyech is treif. By an Odom you need a chesoron in the gugolus post nikif krum shel moyech. That was the yesod of the Rabbeinu Tam. So what's the Gemara's kash? The Gemara's kash from Iyub and the behem. Rabbi is speaking about the behem. That the nikif amor is treif. Iyub was alive. Sure, he was alive. He is an Adam. Adam is like Maslow. So we see from the Gemara clearly not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Not that the way he said that the treifus of an Adam and the treifus of Behem are the same. Not Adam is like Maslow. One kash. Boy, also Mamela, the Makshalei Rabbonim Meir, Mashme Dein Behem Mitrefe Bekach Kamei Ben Adam. It seems from the Gemara that the Talfis of a Behem and the Talfis of Odom are the same. Oid lekamon. Gabi aduma b'yeroike k'sheira. They're speaking about a certain maris in the lungs. It's very red, it's pale. So the Gemara says it is kosher because maisi miderab noson shabos lofonav isho shamolas beno. And the child was too red or was yeroike. We said that you don't make a milah as yet, but it's a matter that will go away. So the Gemara says, just like a duma be yeroike, Amnosen said that it is a matter that is healable. So the same thing. If we have this massive on the ray of a behem, it's also available. Alma maida chaye bodom, chaye name be behem. So we see from two gemoras that the treifes of an odom and the treifes of the behem are the same. So Tosfos is chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam. So now we're back with Akashim. Why didn't the Gemara ask there's a new treifes of chesorim begulgoyles? Boy, you near a leforish. The chesorim are gulgoyles, beloy akrum. Not the way the Rabbeinu Tam said that the chesorim of gulgoyles is with a nekev in the krum and a beim is saibesai treif and other mislay masma. No. Tosfos wants to say, boy, you near a leforish, the chesorim are gulgoyles, beloy akrum. Chesorna Golgoylus is a besondere treife. But why is it treife? Or treife lefishe seifa krum liposek. That means the talfis of Chesorna Golgoylus is not that alone is a talfis. The talfis is because the krum eventually will be nikif. Vishe seifa krum liposek. Lohochi loipori chochem e gulgoyles. Doktoni lo nikev akrum shal moyach. Because it says already in the Mishnah that is a talfus of nikev akrum shal moyach. That means that chason e gulgoyles, the whole talfus of chason e gulgoyles, because eventually the krum will be nifsak. So memele, so this talfus of psikis akrum, or nikivis akrum, says already in the Mishnah. Aval yevshel leforishke. That's also wrong, Tosfos says. Shereyesh b'nei odom harbe. Tosfos is speaking practical matzovim. Shenitol migulgoyle shalehem yoyser mimole magdoch. Tosfos says, bizmaneinu. We have people that their gulgoyles is choso more than a mole magdoch. And now you want to say that it's zikha treife. Vadayim chayim. They're alive. So you can't say that alone is a treife. Venire. So now Tosfos wants to say, we understand for the kashin. Venire. The chesorna gogoyles have im nekives krum ha'elyayim. The chesorna in the gogoyles is with a nekev, there's a krum ha'elyayim. Nekrumatachte. If you have these two factors, Nekivis Krumelyoy, and a chesorn in the Gugoylis, the Soif Tatoli Posek, so then the In the Talfus is because Seif Tatoli Posek, that's the Talfus. Aber beleuche sorgen etzem, im nikev krumme eljoi, ein Seif Tatoli Posek. So me meile, so the Talfus is Seif Tatoli Posek. And we have nikev krum shalmoyach, which is a Talfus. All you need is a nekev in the krum ha'elyein. So Tosfos Lamaisa wants to firois that Lamaisa there's a difference between an Odom and a Behemah, but not after Rabbeinu Tam's cheshben, because Odom is lemazlo. No, there's a cheshben, there's a physical cheshben, that the krum ha'tachten of a Odom is thick, so memele it will not become soife liposik unless you have a chason in the gogoilus. But by behemoth it's a weak krum, and memele with a nekiv in the krum elyon, the krum atachtein will become also soife liposik, and that's the treifis. But the Mishnah says that nikiv krum shomoyach. Let us go a little further on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The second line, Amar Ule, Ches Minei Treifes Nemru Loi L'Moshe B'Sinai. There are 8 types of treife. Nikuve, Anekev, Upsuke, or something was Nifsek, was cut. Netula, or it's missing completely. Or bachasure, or you are machasaret. Krua, something was torn. Udruse, or a behemoth was doiris, which he said that there is a oros in the tzeponayim of the, chaya was doiris. And then this oros is matref, the nitras. Nefula, or it fell. Ushvura, Lafuki likuse derochish balpope. So what is Ula saying? Ula is saying there are 8 types of treifes, and there's one treife which he disagrees with. Rochish balpope said, if there is a likuse, a machla, an infection in the kidney, he said, Shitas Rashi is that it's full of pus, full of mugla. So Rochish Bar Papa holds that is also a treife if the infection reached the middle of the kidney. And Ula says no, there's only these 8 types of treife. Let us see Rashi. Nitula, nitla hakoveit, nefula, nafla minagak. Ugluda, that we had that the skin fell off. Bechlau netula, shenitel oira, the skin is not on the behemoth. Venechtechu ragleha, bechlau chasure, it's missing. The regel. Vishof miduchte, we heard that the buket atma, the buchna of the yerek, the shof miduchte, that it went out of its socket. What treifis is this? So this is bechlau netula. It's out of its mokem. Vechein nidaldulu simonim. The simonim are not properly attached limkoimam. Vakirasela. A rib was torn out together with half of a chuya. The chavises gulgoyles, or the skull was smashed, bechlal shvure. So these are the tes mine ches mine treifes limute lekuse de rochish the kulya is rochish. Said if there's a lekuse, there's an infection in the kidney. Infection reached the middle chelik of the kidney, so it is treife. Sheine bechlal elu upolik ula lei in ula is chelik an rochish. Ve'im taima. So Rashi asks the kasha. Yeshno. So Rashi asks the kasha. Asis Ula said there are 8 mine treife. Nekuva, chasuva, netula. There's 8 mine treife, and he's coming to bicholish and rochish. Rochish said there's another mean of lekusa, if there's an infection in the kidney, in his chaylik, that is not called a treif. So, fragt Rashi, b'im toima, but yeshna b'chlal nikuve, but a lekusa, this infection could bring about, eventually, a nekev in the kidney. Ki heichid amrinim b'lekusa dereye. The Gemara says, the talfis of a lekusa dereye is, because from this infection there will eventually be a hole in the reya. So Rashi, some emailer, so could very well be that Ula's also made it to Rochish. That the infection of Lekusa brings about a nekev, and he said Nekuvah. So Rashi says, La Milsi. So if the problem would be the nekev, Davale Nikva Hakuya. So what is the problem? It's keilu, there's a nekev in the kidney. But leko lemandi yoma, no one holds that a nekev in the kidney will be matre. Dafil rochish moide de nikva kuye ksheire, but lekuso de torik. So memele, so therefore the Gemara says that ule is chaylik an rochish. Period. Oma rabchie barav. Ches treifes yesh benekuve. There are 8 organs which become nitraf if there's a hole. So what is the ches? What is the ches? Let's see what Rashi says. Shmoine mine treifes b'nekuve. Nekuve is haveshet, v'hakrum shomoyach, v'halei, v'horeye, v'hakeva, which is the last stomach, v'adakim, Keres Apnimi, the first stomach, Vehemsis, Ubeisakaisis, Chodehi, Otmanya. So you have over here, these are 8 organs which are nitraf to a nekev. Frag the Gemara, let's go back to the Gemara. Soma, Omachia Barat, Chay Treifes Yesh Ben Nekuba. Im Taimar Tes, Ay, there's a 9th organ that's Nitraf in the Kuve, Mara. That was the member of Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yisi said, Nikva HaMara, it's a treife. My answer is Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yudi, Tani Lo, that's Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yudi, Zashtik Teire. He said, Vash Yochid, we don't pass on like him, the Sani will enter Nabaraisa, Nikva Keva, Nikva Adakim, treife. Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yudi, Oimer, Af Nikva HaMara, and we don't pass on like Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yudi. That is what Rav Chiya Barav held. What does Rashi say? Mimtay metes yesh tikanami more, hayi yechidoi, the less ilchese kevosei, would the Rabbi Vira said also, nikve hatchul is also trei for less leile chiyah. So he doesn't hold of Rabbi Yehudi, the tana of Rabbi Yehudi, but Rabbi Yehudi is a dashyati. He also doesn't hold of the Amoire of Rabbi Vire that has said that Nikva Hatchoil is treif. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yitzchok b'Rabbi Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Haloche ki Rabbi Yosef b'Rabbi Yehuda. That means even though we just said that Rav Chiya Barav does not hold like Rabbi Yosef, but Yehuda holds it Tadat Shochet, Rabbi Yochanan held with Paschal Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, which means that Nikva Hamora is treif. For Omar Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yochanan.
Mai ahadru lechavre l'Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Yehuda. So now Rabbi Yochanan relates, Rabbi Yosi v'Yehuda was nikva amoro if the gall, there's a nekiv in the gallbladder, so Rabbi Yosi v'Yehuda holds it straight. The Chachamim holds it's not straight. What did the Chachamim ask on Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Yehuda? They asked him from a posik in the Iyuv. Iyuv tainet yishpoich lo'oret mirorosi. That the moro that comes out from the gallbladder is spilling from my moro. And that was Nebuch one of the Yisurim that Iyuv was saibul. Vadai in Iyuv kayim. And Iyuv is still alive. Iyuv is still alive. So we see clearly that nikev amore is not right. So Rabbi Yosi b'Yehuda told the Chachamim, "Ein maskirin ma'ase nisim." The existence of Iyu was an es. We'll see later. Rabbi Nishlam told the Sotan, "You could do everything what you want, but make sure he's still alive." So l'ma'ase the Sotan had a meirdik job. He gave him makas mavis, but he had to make sure he's still alive. So that's what Iyuv was living is not because the machlis he had were not matrib. It sure was matrib. This was the maaseh satan, but he still existed to live, even though he had makis hamemis. And he said, "Ein maskirin maaseh nisim." He can't bring a raya from to the existence of Iyuv, that Iyuv was capable of living with all these machlas, that was a nes. Dile tein mahochi, it says in the pasuk, yiflach kil yoisai. Now yiflach kil yoisai, the machlekes of it means that the kloyes, the kidneys were, there was a hakah, or there was an infection in the kidneys. Vula yachmel, and the rabbeinu doesn't say rachmanus on me. So this was one of the matlas that he had with the kidneys. Mikochai. So, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda asked them, "How do you understand this pasuk?" Okay, and the pasuk Yishpach La'oretz Mararasi you hold because Nikva Mor is not a traitor. But it seems everyone holds this matzav of Yiflach Kil Yosai is zicher a traitor. Mikochai. Ella Nisa Shiny, the existence of Iyu was happiness, the Siv Rak Es Navshay Shmuel. The Rabbi Yisrael Ach Es Navshay Shmuel told the Sultan, "You can do whatever you want, but make sure he's still alive." Achinami Nisa Shiny. Let us see Rashi. Rashi Yiflach Kil Yosai. Eine Lekusa o Treife, ein Askire Meise Nisem, loho viraye mehen, rak es Navshe Shmoel. Maka is Moves Iko. He said, "You can give him Machlis, which are Makas Moves. But make sure he's still alive." O Lekach Nitzdava, Lishme Navshe. Kedem Rinem Bashutfen, Godol Tzare Shel Sotan, Mishel Iyev. That the Sotan had more problems than Iyev had. Moshe lo'ima la'avdoi shvoir chavis, break the chavis u'shmer yeina, but make sure that no wine should drip out of the chavis. That's how they can come. You break the chavis and no wine drips out of the chavis. So Mamela, that was what the Satan was doing. He did all pulas chetzoinis, that mitzadi pulas chetzoinis, the person wouldn't live. The neshama goes out. Va'achas navshe shmer. So Mimele, so therefore it's no raya from Iyuv, the existence of Iyuv. I mean, al kaponim, we have a small picture of Yisuri Iyuv, that Lamaise, like this, we know there's a shear, how much a person can live. By Iyuv there was no such shear. He had makis, mavis, when Rachmanus only was still alive. That was the Yisurei Iyuv. Let us see Taisvitz. Yiflach kol yoisei mikochai, perish bekuntres, v'hai lekusu, that the Yiflach is a type of a infection, I think. Koshe minolei da hai lekusa diim have lekusa da have beit reifes. How do you know that this was an infection that is matrif the person? Ike lekusa de ksheri, kidom lekamon. Malye mugle, if it's full of pus, treife. Mayim zakim ksheri. There's different types of infections. Alohi poch, yifchach ke yoysimi kachayi b'loi repuim. In Taisis Makama Lakama, the Machel Bekuyayse Bekotli, if you give either you shoot it or you hit the Kuya, and it dies, Vibodrala Samo Chai, if you give someone who can make sure it shouldn't die, Vibla Matini Shosala Shimrapua. So Kaponim, I think Taisis means to say it's Machulay, it's not Lakusa, it's Machulay which Akola Maises Mamis without Rafua. Zakte Gemara weiter. Ba Oma Rab Yitzchak be Rab Yosef, Oma Rab Yochanan. Halacha ke divraima ki zayis. Now let's just explain what we are speaking about over here. In our Mishnah it says, Nitel HaKovet. If the liver was taken out, Vleishaya Mimenuklum, and it was taken out completely, nothing was left over, so it's treifet. If a mashu is left over, it's kosher. It can rejuvenate. It can. That's our Mishnah. The Mishnah later says, "Ve'eluk sheiris nitel akoved penishtayim mimenu kizayis." So there, the Mishnah says, in order that it should not be a treifet, it has to have left over a kizayis. So the Gemara is going to ask Akasha, is a stira these two Mishnayis. Our Mishnah seems to say, as long as anything is left over, it's not a treife. And the Mishnah over there says, you need a kizayis in order that it shouldn't be a treife. This is a Gemara Zakasha, and the Gemara says it's a machlekes. A machlekes, these two Mishnahs, enachanami. Our Mishnah holds a mashu is sufficient to make it a treife. And that Mishnah holds you need a kizayis. Now, how do we pass in Lalochim? We pass him like the next Mishnah. Did Rabbi Yochanan take say such a memory? We pass him like the next Mishnah. For Omar Rabbi Bar Barchone, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Aloche Kistam Mishnah. We pass him like a Stam Mishnah. Usnan in our Mishnah says, Nitla HaKovid v'nishtayr menu klum is treife, v'nishtayr ksheire af olgar v'leihavi kizayis. So let us just appreciate the Gemara's kasha, so we'll just say over Oismenik what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows. Rabbi Yochanan said, Aloche kistam Mishnah. That means if you have a stam Mishnah, we pass them like the stam Mishnah. What does one do if there's two stam Mishnah? We have a Stam Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, that if something is left over, it's not treifer. We have a Stam Mishnah further that says if a Kizayis is left over, it's not treifer. What does Rabbi Yochanan, who says that we paskin like Stam Mishnah, what does Rabbi Yochanan do if there are two Stam Mishnahs, one is treifer to the other? So you know what Rabbi Yochanan has to do? He has to shrug his shoulders and say, I don't know how to paskin. Okay? I don't know. I have a klal that we pass like a Stam Mishnah. I have two Stam Mishnahs. So I don't know, I can be machia. I don't know how to pass it. If Rabbi Yochanan said that if there's a kizayis, it's not treifet, so that means somehow there's no such klal aloha ki Stam Mishnah. He's passing, so two Mishnahs. He's passing like the second Mishnah. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, how could Rabbi Yochanan pass it? Like the second Mishnah, if he himself holds halacha kistam Mishnah, and since there are two stam Mishnahs, he can't paskin already. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Babachon of Rabbi Yochanan halacha kistam Mishnah. Sna nitla hakovet l'nishtar menu klum. That's our Mishnah. Hashtay v'kasher avagav le'av kizayit. So how could he paskin like the second Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, that means this cloud that Rabbi Yochanan said we paskin like a Stam Mishnah is not a davar muskim, it's a machlokes hameiroim. And there's an emotion that holds that Rabbi Yochanan never said the Loch Kistam Mishnah. So then Rabbi Yochanan can paskin like the Mishnah he feels like paskining. And that's this memory of Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Aloch Yikdim Roimah Bekezayis, Bini Kezayis Shir Benitul HaKofi, Oplukti Bepirke, the Raminen, we ask Tommy the Masnit Nadodi, we have a Stira two Stam Mishnahs, the Tony Rei Sheilu Treifes, Nitul HaKofi, Nishtar Mimenu Klum is Treif, Honishtar Yek Sheref, something is left over its Koshe, Vafa Gav Nalekke Kezayis, But then they will enter next Mishnah, look, Sheiris, Nitala Kovin, Nishtaim, and the Kezayis. So the second Mishnah says you need a Kezayis left over. The first Mishnah says that as long as anything is left over, it's not Treif. Makmino look at Tanoim. For Hochi Maisala, the Gemara brings down now this Shakla Batai. Shemishmaitzit Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Mishmaid Rabbi Yechon. We have a whole bunch of memories of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Rabbi Yosef, Mishim Rabbi Yechon. That's why this memory is also brought down. Frag the Gemara, Vahama, Rabbi Yochanan, Alochi, Kistam, Mishneh, Vahonami, Stomi, Umay, Umay, the Seifa, Mireisha. So how could you paskin like the Seifa? So the Gemara says, Amayroi, Nino, Rabbi Yitzchak Sova, Lekail, Rabbi Yochanan, Lemayim, Alochi, Kistam, Mishneh. He, Rabbi Yitzchak holds, Rabbi Yochanan never said, whenever there's a Stam, Mishneh, we paskin like the Stam, Mishneh. Alaycha, the Svir, Leoma, Vahedi, Alochi, Mishneh, Zu. והמירוי אחי נאום המשמי דרבי יוחנן אז המירוי מסי אלוכי כסתם משנה and according to those המירוי ואיך די כתרי סתומי דסוס לנדודי אי כתיים הללו מחוד ומחוות if for some oifen some way one mission is better than the other כי דסן הדן דחדין ממנס אז רבי יוחנן בעשרו then you go according to that stuff ואי לוי but if you don't have any אחרוב Between the two Mishnayis, Misakulay, so then Rabbi Yechon is Misupik. Like, cover by Hilchus the Kichad Minayu. Ubahani tre, Yava, Yavish Kichin and Taime, Bod Rabbi Yitzchak, Lav Makmina Lavamiroi. If for some reason we could find that the second Mishnah is Olim, and that's why we pass back the second Mishnah, then we wouldn't have any problem. We wouldn't say, Miroi, Nina, Libet Rabbi Yechon. Mishim Dalekala Lumi, but all the mice, it's not true. There's no hechech that the second Mishnah is stronger than the first Mishnah. It's a chlal lishnui, the Rabbi Yitzchak Lesley, haiklala, the Rabbi Yechanan. Let us see, Toisves, Ba'omar Rabbi Yechanan, Alocha Kista Mishnah. Trek Toisves, Afal Gav, the Sefer, so how can he paskin like the second Mishnah? So Toisves says, Afal Gav, the Sefer, the Masnissan, the Eluk Sheiris, Misaile, that's a Stam Mishnah. Come up in poch, me koyach, the my ul, me hach stome, ki de perish pe kontru. That's shan, the Gemara's kash. Ve I mishum, sha achrein hu iker, maybe pshat is like this. If you have two stam mishnayis, and the achrein, so the achrein, the last mishnah is iker. Aki ev machloikis vacha kach stam. So maybe, so what's your problem? First, Rebbe was soysim, that if something is left over, it's not right. Then Rabbein HaKodesh was machia that you need a shir kizayis. The e mishum sha'achin u'iker, b'mokim she'esei de la mishnah k'gein b'chodem esechta. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Mikom mokim ach mishnah de'lu treifes, ve'lu k'sheires, k'chode bo v'choshiv ve'ein seide. So Taisva says, but in one Mishnah there's no Seder, the Reish and the Sefer, so you can't paskin like the Ach. Rabbi Yaakov Merlainish Tirit, so the Maram Shif says, Rabbi Yaakov Merlainish did not like this Tektoire, that in one Mishnah there's ain't Seder the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yaakov Merlainish had a problem. So Fakir, they have a very good Mahalach to pen for Rabbi Yochanan, that we paskin like the Achim. The Hochipor. That means if you will say that the Sefer Eluk Sheiris is a Stam Mishnah, and since it's Achrein, we paskin like this, So then Rabbi Yochanan does not have to open up his mouth and say, Halacha, that a kezayis, I have a klal that ain't seidel, that I have a klal that Halacha kestam Mishnah. He doesn't paskel like the Mishnah. I know Halacha kestam Mishnah, and since this is the Achrayim, so Akocha would paskel like that. Rabbi Yochanan would not have to paskel at all this shayla. Since Rabbi Yochanan had a paskel, so Akocha, because it's not an emesis tomit. Mamelos is not an emesis Thomas, so then the kashis, so how did he know how to be machia between the first mission and the second mission?